Pronunciation. Pronouncing words correctly is extremely important. To be understood when speaking a foreign language, you should pronounce your words exactly as the foreigner speaks them. There is a technique or method to learning how to pronounce words correctly. You must pay attention to your teacher. 1. With your ears, listen carefully to the voice of your teacher and try to say or copy the word exactly as he or she says it. 2. With your eyes, look at his lips, mouth, tongue, and face. You should copy his exact method of speaking. This is particularly important when you are learning difficult vocabulary words or difficult to pronounce letters in the English language. Speaking exactly as the teacher does is the best way to learn how to speak English.
3. A common way to pronounce difficult words is to divide the word into syllables. Pronounce each syllable at a time slowly. Most dictionaries separate words into syllables. Writing them in syllables is also a good idea. Then connect the sound of each syllable.
Learning and knowing how to use various English verb tenses is absolutely necessary to speak English correctly. You must be able to speak in the past, present, and future tense, and many other tenses too.
The quickest way to increase your English conversation ability is to 1. Increase your vocabulary. 2. Improve your pronunciation. 3. Learn how to use new vocabulary words in sentences. 4. Learn how to effectively practice using what you have learned. Why do Tiger Woods, David Beckham, Michael Owen, Ronaldo, Andre Agassi, and others practice? To be the best.
The following technique will help you to speak English quickly and correctly. It is called a multiple teaching technique. This method of teaching incorporates teaching you many things in one teaching exercise. You need to learn how to speak several sentences about the same subject to have a conversation. This will teach you how to do that. It will also, by example, teach you how to organize your thoughts, use correct sentence structure, select a topic, outline your comments, present them, and teach you correct verb tenses, adverbs of frequency, parts of speech, etc. This same method of teaching will be used several times in this book because of its effectiveness.